In the pause toward the end of April, when the flowers seem to hesitate, the leaves make up their minds to come out. For some time, at the very ends of the bare boughs of fig trees, spurts of pure green have been burning like little cloven tongues of green fire, vivid on the tips of the candelabrum. Now these spurts of green spread out and begin to take the shape of hands, feeling for the air of summer, and tiny green figs are below them, like glands on the throat of a goat. Now the aspens on the hill are all remarkable with the translucent membranes of blood-veined leaves. They are gold-brown, but not like autumn, rather like thin-wings bats, when, like birds, call them birds, they wheel in clouds against the setting sun, and the sun glows through the stretched membrane of their wings, as through thin, brown-red stained glass. This is the red sap of summer, not the red dust of autumn.